Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Career Confidence Podcast with myself, Georgie Hubbard. And today we're going to be talking about how to avoid job regret. Now, unfortunately, I've been doing this job for a long time now, 10 years I've been in recruitment for, and you'd think that this wouldn't happen that often. You'd think that people really think about what job they want before they move ship, but unfortunately, it is just not the case. And a lot of people find themselves job hopping from one job into the next, wondering why they're still not happy, still not fulfilled, and sort of making those sort of same mistakes over and over again. Now, that can easily be avoided by just taking a few steps I want to talk to you about today. But it really is sad when I see people hopping around a lot. And I think that the key piece with it is that they haven't really sat down and thought, what do I want my career to look like? What areas do I want to work in? Where's the growth? Where are my skills most suited to? What are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? What can I offer and add to a company, to a culture? And I think the first piece in any sort of big decision in life is first and foremost to seek clarity around what you first and foremost don't want, and then what you do want. And that makes decision-making so much easier. So it's always really interesting when I'm recruiting for a brand new role and I'll be speaking to lots of candidates. And honestly, 9 out of 10 of the times, people will always say, sure, Georgie, I'm open to hearing more. Now, what's interesting is those that say to me, no, Georgie, thanks so much for the call, but I'm really happy where I am. I go, can I just ask, what makes your company, your job, your organization so interesting? What's making you want to stay? Because I find out so much from that conversation. And every time I make a phone call, I always try and get something from the call, whether it's a new connection, a potential candidate in the future, or a potential candidate for that job. I'm always trying to learn and seek answers. I'm very, very curious by nature. But unfortunately, most people that I speak to are quite unhappy and are always open to having a conversation. And everyone's motivations is different, but it's really understanding what your motivations are. Because if you understand yourself, you won't make the mistakes I see so many people make. So today we're going to be talking about how to avoid that job regret, taking a job that you go, oh my goodness, what am I doing here? This was a bad decision. And unfortunately, we have all done it. We've all jumped ship too quickly, not sat down, not thought it through. Or, you know, maybe because of current circumstances, we just had to take a job because we need the money. And if you are in that situation, you know, that is okay. Like, you're just doing what you need to do to survive. So if that's the situation that you're in, this podcast probably isn't for you. But if you're in the percentage of people that are open to new jobs and are sort of thinking about a new job, but you want to make sure that you really take this time to think about, okay, what is next for me, and avoid that job regret, then this is definitely going to be a good podcast to listen to. But first and foremost, the first thing that I like to do, whether it comes to setting a new goal or thinking about any change in life, whether it's a new job, a new career, a new business, a new anything, is to really self-reflect and think, okay, what is it about this current job, current circumstance that I dislike? And can I change it? I think in the past, when I reflect on my own career, I have not wanted to take responsibility. I've blamed my boss. I've blamed the market. I've blamed my coworkers. And it's really easy to blame other people for why we're not feeling fulfilled and happy and excited and enthusiastic every day. It's really easy just to sort of go, oh, it's their fault. And as soon as we do that, we give everybody else the power and we release the power from ourselves. So that's why I believe self-reflection is so important. And it's thinking about, okay, am I coming to work every day as the best version of me? Or am I bringing this negative energy into the working day, focusing on all the wrong things? And actually, it's me that's the issue here, not the job, not the organizations, not my boss, not my coworkers. So by doing some self-reflection and really sort of thinking, what are the things that I don't like? And if they're sort of, you know, really, they might be really small things that are easily changed. If they're bigger things, then you go, right, these are the things I can't change this. I can't change that. Then you go, right, well, maybe it is now time to make a shift. But if there's just these small little things that you go, oh, maybe that could, I could like work with that, or I could go and speak to that person, or I could find out more if there's like, you know, what's going on with the business, where the direction is. You might even avoid having to change jobs in the first place, which actually sometimes is what most people want. You know, I spoke to someone the other day and their motivations were the sort of the lack of flexibility in the organization. And I said, well, have you spoken to your boss about this? And they said, no. Oh, it's just not the way things are done around here. And I was like, well, I remember a time when I was working in the recruitment companies to work for. And this was before, obviously, the pandemic, before working from home, before any of that, but it was kind of a bit taboo to work from home. But I remember thinking to myself, I would love a day working from home. And I'd worked for the organization at that point for 3.5 years. And I was doing really, really well in my career. And the reason why I wanted to stay from home was because I did find the office quite distracting at times. It was quite a long commute. And I thought if I could just have one day from home where I could just get myself in the zone, wake up, just do what I need to do without any distractions, I actually think I'd be so much more productive. So I went to speak to my boss about it. And his first instinct was no. So I thought, okay, well, I need to take a bit more responsibility, and I perhaps haven't come up with enough reasons for why I believe a day from home would work really well for me. So I went back a week later and I said, look, I know you said no, but I really want to seek to understand what your reason for saying no was. Listened, understood. Okay. Now these are the reasons why I think that me working from home one day a week would benefit not only myself, but the company. And when I went back with a plan, with the reasons why I wanted that day from home, that flexibility, I got the day. So these are some things but just to really think about. And just going back to that situation, had he just said flat out no, and I was like, oh, this is terrible, I hate working here, and I had then jumped ship into another agency, at the time, like that would have been such a bad move for my career, because then 6 months later, I started doing really, really well. And my career just absolutely took off. And I think, God, had I just accepted that no, or not come back and not taken responsibility and thought, actually, I probably approached that not in the best way, I wouldn't be where I am today. So sometimes we jump ship too quickly because we haven't really come up with this plan, and we haven't sat down and gone, okay, these are the things I want to change. And they could actually be really small things that if you spoke to your boss, spoke to your manager, spoke to anyone in the organization, they could be things that can actually get sorted. So the first thing is write down the things you don't like about your job, the things you want to change, and then write down a list beside it of the sorts of job that you want and what an ideal week, month will look like. The more clarity you can seek around this, the better. So I do think too many people jump ship without this first step, without really understanding what they want to change and what they want to seek in their next role. And if you don't, you're going to just end up job hopping and you're going to fall into the same traps over and over again, which is why that self-reflection piece is so important. The second thing that I would add into that as well is just understanding that no job is perfect. There are always going to be jobs, careers, businesses, anything in life where you're going to enjoy parts of it and you're going to dislike other parts of it. That is just life. Like nothing is, we can't have everything ticking all of our boxes all at once, right? So for example, when it comes to recruitment, I absolutely love the business development piece. I love the client nurturing, the account management piece. I really enjoy all of the candidate piece, but I don't particularly enjoy the back and forth of booking and interviews, the reference checking, like all of these things that are really essential when it comes to recruitment, but I don't particularly love those parts of the job. Now, if I just focus on the parts that I don't like, I'm going to start telling myself a story of, I hate this job's not for me. Whereas if I reframe it and go, actually, these are all the things that I love about this job, and there's a lot there, and these are all the things that really suit my skill set, these are where my strengths lie, instantly I feel better about the job. So sometimes I think all we need is a little bit of a perspective shift to focus on the things that maybe we're grateful for within the job and not the things that we dislike about the job. Because I think it's really, really easy, and I fall into this trap before, to focus on all the negatives and all the reasons why we don't like coming to work every day and all the reasons why we hate our boss and all the reasons why our organization sucks. But actually, in all of that, there's some other things in there that we enjoy. And nothing is perfect. If like nobody, no job, nothing is perfect. And if you are seeking perfection, you're setting yourself up to fail. And this is like for everything. Like I think like even when it comes to like business, you know, I've started quite a few businesses now, and See It Solutions is like my bread and butter. It's the business that I've been doing for the last 6 years now. But I was tempted to go off and do something else because I was like, oh, that looks really good over there. And maybe I'll go and try this. And what I've come to realize is that anything in life comes with a positive and a negative. There is nothing in the world that is just all positive. It just doesn't exist. So it's just making sure that we are making these decisions for the right reasons, and we are focusing on the right things, and we're not just going straight to the negatives. These are the things I hate, so I've got to move on. It's like, actually, I really enjoy working with these people, and actually, I really like the fact that this business pays me really well, and actually, I really like the fact that I get a lot of flexibility and I get a lot of freedom to run my day how I want to run my day. Like, these are the things that we really need to weigh up before we move jobs. And again, these are the things that when it comes down to it can help us avoid that job regret. So understanding that no job is perfect, no person is perfect, nothing in life is perfect. You're going to get the things that you really enjoy and the things that you don't enjoy the most. And just make sure that you aren't just focusing on all the things that you dislike and not enough about the things that you really do like. Now, if you're sitting there right now saying, George, there's nothing I enjoy about my job. I absolutely hate it, hate my boss, hate the organization, hate the commute. Then yes, of course, time to get out. But if there are things in the job that you go, actually, do you know what? I've been focusing on all the things that I really hate and all the things I really like. So maybe I can start reframing things and look at things differently. And then just by doing that as well, you'll come into work with a different attitude. And when we come in to work with a different attitude, with a different energy, people start to respond to us better. We become happier. We become more enjoyable to be around. And that might just be the shift that's needed. So just a few ideas to sort of get you thinking, because these were things that I wish that I thought about before jumping ship too early. The third piece that I was reflecting on myself the other day is that I think in the past, I have put a lot of pressure on my career and on my work to fulfill me. And yes, our jobs and our careers and our work, I believe, should be fulfilling. It should be enjoyable, right? Like, who wants to go to wake up to do a job they hate every day? But it shouldn't be like our whole life. We shouldn't be going to work and expecting it to just give us all of this joy, all this happiness, all the fulfillment. We can get that from other things. You know, for example, like the other weekend, I was up in Sydney with my partner, and we had an amazing weekend up in Sydney. We went to see Ian Aldi in the Sydney Opera House, and it was literally like one of my bucket lists ticked. And I thought to myself that these are the things that I want to be able to do. These are the experiences that I want to be able to have. So if I want to have these types of experiences, therefore, I know that I need a job and a career that enables me to, one, have the flexibility to be able to go up to Sydney and take a bit of extra time off in the week. Secondly, it needs to pay me a decent salary, because these experiences cost money. And just thinking about those things really kind of made me think about, again, these are things that I didn't used to think about. I'll give you an example. I absolutely love fitness, and I had this idea that I was going to go and be a personal trainer. Now, had I really pursued that career choice, that weekend just gone would have been a lot more challenging to have happen because I've been working weekends. I wouldn't have been as flexible because I have clients that rely on me to shop at a certain time. And yes, I could have pre-planned it, but literally like it was just quite a spontaneous thing that we decided to do. So these are all just things that I really think about now. It's like not just what, also what work can give me outside of work. You know, I think that we can get too hung up on our work needs to make us fulfilled and we need to be passionate and we need to have purpose in our work. And yeah, if you can find that, that's fantastic. But for the majority of us, we will experience different passions, different purposes, things, you know, our values are going to change as we go through life. So trying to put all of that focus and energy into like our job, giving us all this fulfillment, is a lot of pressure on our work. So I have thought about this quite a lot recently of how I used to think that I had to go to work every day, feeling that sense of passion and purpose. And what I've come to realize is that my passions can be pursued outside of work. They don't always need to be a part of work. And if you can match it up and you can make money and you can earn the lifestyle that you want out of it, phenomenal. Like, I want to hear from you. But I think the majority of people get confused and get hung up and get a little bit sidetracked to think that their job and their work should be something that they find really, really purpose-led and passionate. And I don't know how realistic that is for the majority of people. And instead, you could have a job that gives you freedom and flexibility to spend time with your family, because maybe family gives you a lot of purpose and you're really passionate about being a really good parent and you need a job that isn't as time consuming and allows you to have more time off. Or you could be somebody like myself that really, really enjoys travel and experiences, and you need to have that bit of freedom and flexibility within your weeks to be able to pursue those passions. So I've sort of look at my career and work slightly different than how I used to, say, even a few years back. And I've come to realize that I actually want to have more hobbies outside of work and have the time to pursue those hobbies, because that is also what gives me fulfillment. And yes, I do enjoy what I do, don't get me wrong, but I don't put as much focus and energy into the what, into my work, in terms of it should be giving me that passion, it should be giving me all this fulfillment, because I find fulfillment outside of my work as well. So just something to think about there. But I think, yeah, there's this messaging and in sort of like maybe the self-help industry that sort of says follow your passion, you never work a day in your life. Well, I'll say this, I did follow my passion and I started a fitness app. And I look back and it was actually the most miserable I've ever been, because I was working 7 days a week, 12-hour days. I didn't have any time to do anything. I didn't have any time to go away. Certainly wasn't flying to Sydney, to the Sydney Opera House and watching Iron Aldi. And I became really, really miserable. Now it can work for some people, but it doesn't work for everybody. So something to stick with there, something to think about. And I'm actually thinking about doing a whole episode on why I believe following your passion is the wrong career advice. Because from what I've seen in most cases, it doesn't lead to more fulfillment. It doesn't lead to more joy. We need to have hobbies and other activities outside of work that, you know, can also make us feel good about ourselves as well. So just I know I've gone off on a tangent there, but it's something I'm really passionate about. It's just something that I want you to sit and think about. The other part of it, so if you're thinking about moving jobs and you don't want to get that job regret, is making sure that you've actually spoken to your current employer, your boss, your, you know, colleagues, people in the business, just like I said before, to make sure that those things that were bothering you can't be fixed, because most of the time they could be. And you could end up changing, you know, getting a job offer, handing your notice in, and then in your exit interview, you could sit there and say, yeah, well, this is the reasons why I'm leaving. And then your boss could say, I wish you'd said that, because we've got this project kicking off and we're doing this and we're doing that. And you go, oh, well, had I known that, maybe I wouldn't have even thought about moving jobs in the first place. So make sure, like I said, that your boss and your employer is aware of the little things that are niggling you and see if they can't be, see if they can be changed, or see if there's another role within the business that could be suited to your skill set. If you're working for a big organization, you could go, oh, I quite like what they're doing over there. Is there any job opportunities in a different department? Or I really like that project kicking off over there. Can I be more involved in that? So make sure that you make your aspirations and your goals known within the business, because 9 out of 10 times people don't want to lose people. Like it's so costly for a business to lose people. So make sure that your boss is aware of your motivations and they know what you want to achieve in your career, because you could end up moving around within the business as opposed to moving out the business. So again, food for thought. And the final piece that I would say to really avoid job regret is make sure you do your research. Speak to people that are working day in, day out in the marketplace. Like you might get in your head that you're being well underpaid, but you need to back up that with facts. So speak to recruiters, speak to some of your co-workers and colleagues in other organizations, friends, family members, but understand, do your research. Like, what are other companies doing? What are they paying? What are they expecting for that payment? Because if you move up salary, the likelihood is that's going to come with a lot more responsibility. And you've got to think, am I ready for that? Do I want that? So do your research, speak to recruiters, really sort of go online and find out what's sort of going on in the marketplace before you jump ship, before you start telling yourself a narrative you're in head of, oh, I should be on this and I should be doing this, or I should have had a promotion by now. It's really important to just do a little bit of research in the marketplace and find out what is going on, and not just maybe reading the news headlines. So that is the episode for today. I hope you got a lot of value from that. And look, job regret it's not a nice feeling. We want to make sure that we avoid it at all costs. And like I said, by seeking clarity, really making sure that you are speaking to your employer and they're understanding what you want to get out of your job and your career in the business. Understanding that no job is perfect and there's always going to be things that you love and you don't like, and that's okay. That's all part of life. Making sure we're not putting too much pressure on our work, that it should fulfill us and give us so much joy and meaning. We can find joy and meaning in other things in life as well. It doesn't all have to come from our work. And ultimately, I think final thing I would just say is, constantly looking to upskill, reskill, learn, develop, and make sure that we are constantly filling in our own gaps, because that's how we're going to become more valuable to organizations. And that's what's going to get us promoted. And that's what's going to help us ensure that we are continuing to grow and flourish in our lives and in our careers. But that is today's episode. I hope that you enjoyed it. Please reach out to me. I absolutely love hearing from you. And if there's a topic or something you want me to speak about, message me on LinkedIn. I hang out there a lot, on Instagram, or send me an email, georgie@ch.solutions. But wherever you are in the world, have a phenomenal week, and I will speak to you again soon. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you've got this far, that honestly means the world to me and lets me know that you've got a lot of value from today's episode. So if I could just ask you to do one thing, pull out your phone and please leave a quick review. It honestly would mean the world to me. It will help this podcast grow and get our message out there to more people. So if you could do that for me, that would be amazing. And please reach out and just let me know what you want to hear more about, what you're interested in. It will just also help me make sure that I'm continuing to speak to topics that are relevant, and also find guests that are real true experts in what you want to know more about. So have an amazing day. Thanks so much for doing that. And I can't wait to share the next episode with you. Thank you.